In today's transcribed Terry tale, you're going to be given some helpful hints about aircraft spotting. Because Jude Hennick, the daredevil pilot, has arrived at the commando headquarters in the Sansun Hills of China. He has come to join Terry and Pat and the Dragon Lady and the soldiers who make up the first Chinese commando group. Oh, yes, the bewildered, befuzzled Connie has arrived with Jude, too. But we'll get to him later. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, if there's one thing I'm really sure of, it's this. Any one of you boys and girls could certainly hate to miss out on something or other that the kids are enjoying. But that's exactly what you're doing if you're not drinking Libby's Tomato Juice. Boys and girls are writing us how keen they are about this marvelous tasting juice, how they like it better than words can describe. So you can be mighty certain that you'll like it, too. Why, gosh, anybody would go for Libby's Tomato Juice. It's such a bracing, refreshing drink. That's why it tastes so grand for breakfast. It's so fine to have between meals. Whenever you want Libby's Tomato Juice, you can bet your mother will gladly let you have it. Because this drink is a wonderful source of vitamins. Yes, sir. Libby's Tomato Juice is rich in vitamin C and vitamin A. And that's not all. It's also a good source of vitamin B1 and vitamin G. You won't have to do any arguing to get Mother to buy Libby's Tomato Juice. And boy, will you enjoy it. Libby's Tomato Juice. Remember, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yesterday, an enemy plane flying low was able to see the hideout of the commando headquarters, even though the place was well hidden. Before the plane could fly away and bring back a wave of bombers, Jude Hennick's fast American-built ship flew into the picture. In the air battle that followed, the invader plane was shot down. And then Jude made a landing at the secret airfield and helped the frightened Connie out of the plane. Let's join Jude as he talks with Terry. They're loafing outside. It's night, and there's an atmosphere of suspense in the air.
Look, Terry, let me tell you something about aircraft spotting that may clear up a few things in your mind.
I got a lot to learn, dude. I realize that after what happened yesterday. Say, if it hadn't been for you, we might not be here now.
Well, okay, I figured that way. But listen, always figure this. Figure every plane as an enemy plane until you have positively identified it. See what I mean?
Yeah, but I
and
thought...
Look, it's better to be safe than sorry. I don't know how it is over in the United States, but here in China, you never know who's flying what.
You mean an invader pilot might be flying an Allied plane?
I don't know, but I don't put anything past them. Say, what's up tonight?
How do you mean?
There's something cooking, I can tell. Hasn't Pat said anything?
No, he's been talking with the Dragon Lady. Say, do you suppose we're making a raid tonight?
We'll find out soon enough. All right, Pat, come here, will you? Best way to find out is to ask him.
Life O'Reilly, that's what. Is all you lads have to do, sit here and gossip?
Mister, I don't know what's on the fire, but you're not going to get me to do any walking. That's out.
Now, look, fella. Tonight, we're going to pay a little visit to a supply dump about 25 miles from here, maybe less. We're going to bring back some high-test gas for that air buggy of yours. That make you happy?
Oh, that's very, very sporting of you, old thing. But I'm staying here. I did my bit when I punched that invader plane out of the sky. Connie can go in my place.
When do we start, Pat? What's the setup?
Well, the Dragon Lady has planned the action. She knows this country. She knows where the invaders have their supply bases. This will be an all-night job. We'll get back here at dawn if all goes well.
Well, how do we transport gas and oil back here, Pat?
We'll use the enemy's own tank trucks. Everything will be explained to everybody in a few minutes.
Give me your attention, commandos. Tonight, we make our first raid against the enemy. Our object is simple. To destroy a supply base and capture as many war supplies as possible. We are to pick up enemy trucks already loaded with gasoline and oil and return here before dawn. One group will be under my command. Mr. Ryan will be in charge of the second group. We will not take any prisoners. And none of you must be taken alive. Our scouts will guide us through the hills, and we avoid all roads and cut off about 15 miles. Everything has been planned to the exact minute. There must be no mistake. Our lives depend on obeying orders. Mr. Ryan, carry on.
Now listen, man. Man, This raid will prove how much value we are to China against the invader. You must be on the alert for enemy planes, although they seldom fly at night. Now, the first unit will leave now. My men will follow in 10 minutes. I'll explain exactly what we'll do when we arrive at our objective. Now, that's all. Let's do a good job of this. Remember, we take no prisoners.
Although these tough Chinese commandos are spoiling for a fight with the invader, all is not as well as might appear. For in the camp of the enemy, the supply base some 25 miles away, we listen in on a far different conversation. A short, dark, toothy man in an officer's uniform stands beside a small open fire. He is talking with another officer.
What your man has reported proves my point. There is a hidden Chinese unit back in the Sansun Hills. The wrecked plane of our observer indicates that. He was shot down and failed to escape.
We have sent soldiers into the hills disguised, but they do not return.
This supply depot is undoubtedly known to the Chinese. Why they have not attacked us, I do not know. But I have other information which confirms the facts. A woman known as the Dragon Lady commands these men.
So we fight women?
We destroy all who oppose our progress, Hima. But there is something more. This woman with a strange name is known to have the help of several Americans. This I know.
And what do you suggest, Captain?
At the moment, I am awaiting word from a reliable source. And when that word comes, we shall permit these miserable ones with their strange leaders to attack us. But we shall be ready for them. I have a plan which will enable us to destroy these so-called commandos. That fortunate event may occur tonight, if word comes from our guard.
Arnold, halt. We have 5 minutes in which to wait, Terry. At that time, Mr. Ryan and his men will be drawn up to the distant left of those fires down there in the valley.
Is that the supply base where the fires are?
Yes. We will move forward in 5 minutes. The men have their orders.
Uh-huh. Hey, doesn't seem to be much activity down there. Well, we're still pretty far away. Moonlight makes things bright enough, but if I had binoculars or field glasses, I could
use these. But I doubt if you can see clearly. We are yet too far from the enemy.
Listen, planes are coming. Glad it's night. They won't see us.
When they cross the path of the moon, you will be able to see them. I have not had time to thank you for your very clever device to help the men spot planes, Terry Lee.
Oh, that's all right. I hope it helps them when they really need to know one ship from another.
There they are. 3 bombers.
Yeah, with an escort of fighter planes. 6 fighters. Yeah, those are enemy planes, all right.
How high up would you say they were?
Well, I can't tell exactly, but they're about the same size in the sky as those black drawings I made on that cardboard spotter.
And can you identify them?
Well, those big brutes are Junkers, twin-engine monoplanes. You can tell by the tapered wings, the double fins and rudder.
And the escort planes, the small ones?
And 3 of them are invader Karaganes, MK-11, I think. The others look like Kawasaki's, but, well, it's too dark to tell now. They're beyond the moonlight.
You are an observing young man.
Well, let's see what I can observe through the field glasses.
We have no need to fear those planes. Their destination is no concern of ours at the moment.
You got a pretty good view of the campfires with these glasses. Everything seems to be rather quiet down there.
Nobody moving around, no signs of life. It is well. The men are asleep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it seems kind of funny, though.
You observe something?
Here, you take a look through the glasses. You see anything funny?
You have a poor choice of words, my friend.
I mean, well, those don't look like campfires. They look more like oil flares. And notice those sentries and the men sitting around. They haven't moved since we've been here.
You are correct. This is puzzling. Nobody comes forward to put wood on the fire. Most puzzling.
Yeah, what are soldiers sitting up for at this hour? They should be lying down asleep.
Time is short, my friend. It is possible there has been a suspicion of our movements. Perhaps that scene down there is a trap.
Well, say, we'd better find out quick. We can't let Pat walk into it.
We still have 3 minutes before Mr. Ryan will take up his position on our flank. Terry, we must alter our plans quickly.
I'll say.
Very well. You will cut across the hill and intercept Mr. Ryan and his men. Tell him what you have observed. Advise him to investigate carefully, and then you will report back here to me.
I'm on my way. Golly, I hope nobody shoots me for a spy.
You will have to risk that. We cannot let the men walk into a trap down there in that invader camp.
Okay, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Something phony about those men down there sitting so still.
Pat. Pat Ryan. It's me, Terry.
Terry.
It's a good thing you spoke. Almost let you have the big end of this rascal. What are you doing here? You left with the dragon lady and...
Look, there's something not so good down there where those fires are, Pat.
Huh? How's that?
The men around the fires haven't moved. The sentries haven't moved, and the fires are oil flares.
Somebody got wind of this party, eh? Well, thanks. We better have a look-see. Let's wait here. I'll tell Wang to hold the men where they are till we check up.
Seems like we're making a lot of noise.
I gotta get closer and find out if... Look. Well, what do you know? It's a trap, all right. Look there.
Yeah, those are not soldiers at all. Those are dummies sitting around the fire.
Dummies in uniform. Well, this is a break.
But where do you suppose the real soldiers are?
Well, for those are still what I know. Ah. Well, we have caught the Americans in our rubber trap. It is well. I had hoped for a more complete group of prisoners, but I shall be satisfied for the moment. Be pleased to follow me. I will need you two gentlemen to help me destroy the remainder of your little foolhardy company.
So that's the scheme, and our commando outfit has hit a snag on its first foray. Of all people to be caught by the invader, it had to be Pat and Terry. And now what trick will be pulled out of the enemy's bag? I'll tell you about tomorrow's adventure in just a moment. For victory, every good American should do these two things. They should buy war savings, bonds, and stamps. And they should eat right, so they'll be strong and well. Libby's tomato juice, the keen-tasting drink I've been telling you about, is one of the protective foods you should have often. It's a swell source of vitamins. Now, I want you and your mother to know there are many, many other Libby foods that bring you important food values. And every one of them is simply delicious. Vegetables and fruits are two things we need every single day. Well, Libby packs lots of them, in addition to meats and juices and other things. And boy, oh boy, are they good eating. Your whole family will be glad if Mother asks for Libby's. Now, of course, the invader will try and use Terry and Pat as decoys to lure the Dragon Lady and the other commandos away from the hills where they can be killed off. But I have a feeling that the ability of a few people to spot planes will somehow help our friends out of this tough situation. The enemy still has Jude Hennick and Connie and the others to reckon with. And that's on deck for tomorrow's transcribed adventure with the Commandos in China.